Welcome to the Dup Dive. Today, we're looking at something a little different, maybe more conceptual. It's not a historical text in the usual sense, but a creative brief. Yeah, a brief for this, like massive art commission. And its goal is to frame the entire history of a big gaming franchise, Sega Sonic, as a sacred myth cycle.
It's a really fascinating document, this brief, titled The Hedgehog Who Outran Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And our task really is to dig into these seven panels it outlines, the seven eras of Sega Sonic. That's the term they use. Mm. We need to unpack the, you know, the visual ideas, the cosmology, the symbolism. Mm. What story are they actually trying to tell here?
Right. And the structure itself is, well, it's pretty central. Seven panels, like you said, each one treated as a chaos emerald, representing a specific time, an epoch in Sonic Teen's creative life. We're going to trace it chronologically from the Genesis, the 16-bit days, all the way to the modern era, which they call fragmented.
But hang on, before we even get to panel one,
yeah.
The mood they specify for the artwork is crucial. It says it should be reverent, melancholic, and faintly ironic.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you a lot right there.
That combination, yeah, that's what grabbed me too. Reverent acknowledging the achievement, the creativity, melancholic recognizing maybe something lost, that golden age feel, the struggles later on.
Mm-hmm.
And then faintly ironic, like it's self-aware. It knows it's mythologizing a commercial product, but does it with affection almost.
Exactly. It's not making fun of it. It's taking the commercial history and treating it seriously but playfully as well as myth. So let's dive in. The beginning. Creation.
Era one. Makes sense. It's called Genesis, The Birth of Motion. Covers the 16-bit classics, the 2D stuff. And the imagery they want is great. An Olympic torch ceremony. Sonic is cast as a cheeky Prometheus.
Prometheus. Stealing fire from the gods, right? For humanity. Sparking
right.
Progress. So here, Sonic isn't just running fast. He's snatching the torch, the creative fire, the market dominance maybe from Mario. From the previous kind of gaming god figure.
And pulling in a candy, that cheeky face-pulling gesture, it's perfect.
It is. It defines Sega's first big move as rebellion through speed. Velocity as a statement.
Let there be motion, as the brief puts it. And the scene, just a riot of classic Sonic visuals, checkerboards, palm trees, those green loops, pure original speed.
Okay, so from that initial burst, we move to a transition phase.
Yeah.
Era to the Saturn Bridge, or they call it the Age of Blueprint. This is that tricky mid-90s period, 96, 97.
Yeah.
They mentioned Sonic Jam, Sonic R.
And interestingly, Nights into Dreams.
Yeah, we should talk about that.
The imagery shifts here, away from pure motion, more towards planning. We see low-poly Sonic and Tails wearing explorer hats, which is a nice touch, standing on a cliff, unrolling blueprints. And the blueprints say, Station Square, work in progress.
Architects, yeah. Planning for a 3D world they haven't quite built or mastered yet. Station Square, obviously pointing towards Sonic Adventure. It's described as faith before form, which feels right for that Saturn era. Lots of experiments.
But why Knights? It's not a Sonic game. Why is it part of the Sega Sonic core myth here?
That's a good question. I think the brief probably uses Knights, Deus, because it represented Sonic teams and Sega's most ambitious push into 3D aesthetics and control on the Saturn. It was kind of the dream of 3D flight, of smooth 3D movement, before Sonic himself fully made the leap in his main games.
Ah, okay. So it's about the company's journey into 3D, not just the character.
Exactly. They're learning to dream in 3D, and you see the Dreamcast logo like a sun dawning on the horizon in the image description. It's the next step.
Setting a stage.
Which then absolutely explodes in Era 3.
Uh-huh.
If Era 2 was the blueprint, Era 3 is the elemental world. This is the Dreamcast peak, Sonic Adventure, Adventure 2, roughly 1998 to 2001. And the brief flat out calls this Sega's mythic peak, creation realized.
And the visuals get really grand here, like really grand, described as a Baroque tableau, complex, layered. You have Chaos and the Bio Lizard, described as twin serpents, coiled around the ARK space colony, forming an Ouroboros.
The Ouroboros, the snake eating its tail. That's huge symbolism. Cyclicality, yes, but also self-sufficiency, a closed system, perfection within itself. And wasn't the Dreamcast era kind of like that for Sega? They controlled the hardware, the software, the whole experience. A self-contained universe?
Yeah, before they had to, you know, go multi-platform and compete in other ecosystems. And right in the middle of this Ouroboros, this completed world, Super Sonic and Super Shadow are there, hovering like a central sun, pure willpower, and the supporting cast, ringing the scene like constellations. It's cosmic.
Earth, air, fire, water, all the elements in harmony. The creation is complete. It's powerful imagery.
But myths often have a fall, right? After the peak.
Indeed. And it comes swift and sharp. Era 4, the Exile. This panel lines up with 2005, the multi-platform transition era. And it specifically uses Shadow the Hedgehog as its visual anchor.
And wow, the tone shift from that bright Baroque cosmic scene to pure noir, Shadow alone at a PI desk, rain outside, smoky blinds, moody, isolated.
The shadows of Rouge and Omega are just silhouettes in the doorway. Not quite with him. It's visually saying he's cut off, disconnected from his origins.
The fall from heaven, the brief calls it, identity lost in alien architectures.
Which is a direct metaphor, isn't it? For Sega leaving the heaven of their own console, the Dreamcast, and being exiled, essentially, into the alien architecture of PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo platforms.
Shadow's identity crisis in that game mirrors Sega's own, maybe? Finding its place in a world it didn't build.
A really potent image for that moment in the company's history.
Okay, so after exile comes the attempt to get back, to reclaim the past glory. This leads us to maybe the most tragic part of the myth cycle, Era 5, the Tower, representing Sonic 06, the big 2006 reboot and collapse.
And the imagery is, well, it's blunt. The Tower of Babel, we see it from a distance overhead, a huge colossal tower being built, a clear attempt to reach the heavens again, to reclaim that Dreamcast era peak.
But it's unstable. Silver, Elise, Sonic are shown racing up it towards a false sun. And crucially, the pathway is collapsing behind them as they ascend.
Hubris. Recursion, trying to rebuild paradise with faulty materials, unstable language, as the Babel story goes. Or here, you know, unstable code, rushed development, confused design.
The brief calls it the apocalypse of the myth. That melancholic, ironic tone really lands here. It's ambitious failure on a grand scale.
And when that tower collapses, that unified vision shatters.
Mm-hmm.
What's left?
Fragmentation, which brings us to Era 6.
Era 6, the Babel of Tongues, covering the modern era from Unleash right up to Frontiers.
I love the visual concept for this one. It captures the, like, stylistic whiplash perfectly. Instead of one big scene, it's stained glass panels, like monitors. And each panel shows Sonic in a totally different art style.
Right. You've got the cartoony look of colors, maybe the more realistic style of Forces, then the retro pixel stuff for Mania or Generations, the misty open world vibe of Frontiers.
All existing side by side. It's not just different genres. It's different aesthetics, different tones, different target audiences sometimes.
And zipping between all these panels, these different worlds, a single blue streak, Sonic himself. Struggling, the brief says, to maintain continuity, forever dividing and rejoining.
Multiplicity after unity. The diaspora of Sonic, that's the term they use.
Many worlds, one hedgehog. Can a single identity hold together across all that stylistic diversity? A really sharp commentary on modern franchise management, actually.
So after all that running, all that fragmentation, where does it end?
We reach the final panel. The resolution, maybe? Era 7, the Seventh Emerald? This one's described as meta-devotional.
And significantly, the brief leaves the specific imagery open. It's the artist's choice. Full interpretive license here. Suggestions include, like, Sonic resting, under a tree by the sea, quiet, still. Or maybe the whole cast reunited, peaceful, under that classic Dreamcast swirl sky.
The mood is key. Calm. Completion. Gentle humor allowed. It's the unifying emerald. Creation returning to stillness. The end of the cycle.
Or maybe the artist joining the myth they've just depicted, becoming part of it.
And connecting back to the overall vision. The brief mentions the composition should flow left to right, or maybe clockwise, reflecting Sonic's eternal run, movement itself as the core theology.
Which makes Era 7, the stillness, even more significant. The only way to achieve that final emerald state is to stop running.
To rest. Completing the journey.
Okay, but we have to talk about the practical side, the details mentioned right at the end of the brief.
Ah, yes. The medium, they want something with weight. Digital painting, mixed media, painterly texture, not flat animation cells. It needs to feel epic.
Right. An epic 7-panel visual mythology spanning decades of history, referencing Prometheus, Ouroboros, Babel, and the budget proposed for commissioning this grand work.
Specifically set at exactly
$7,777.
$7,777. It's perfect, isn't it?
It really is.
That number 7 obviously echoes the 7 eras, the 7 emeralds. It's woven into the whole concept. But making the payment that exact symbolic number, it kind of undercuts the epic scale with this layer of, well, fanish absurdity.
It totally embraces the faintly ironic mood. It's asking for the Sistine Chapel of Sonic history.
And offering the symbolic equivalent of 7 Chaos Emeralds found scattered around Green Hill Zone as payment.
It keeps the whole project wonderfully, perfectly meta.
So pulling it all together,
yeah,
we've traced this proposed myth cycle for a creative entity. using these really high concept mythological frameworks, creation, the peak, the fall, exile, hubris, fragmentation.
All mapping the journey of Sega and Sonic Team through the decades, from Genesis fire
to Dreamcast completion
to the Babelite collapse
and the scattering of styles afterwards, ending with that potential moment of peace in Era 7.
That seventh emerald. The artist gets to choose the final image, that moment of stillness after the frantic run.
So here's a thought to leave you with, thinking about that final panel. If you were the artist given this brief, this whole epic cycle, what image would you choose for Era 7? What single picture captures that feeling of peace, completion, the end of the run for Sonic, for Sega, for this whole myth? Something to maybe mull over as you run through your own sources.